This article originally appeared on the Trillium, a village media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. The Trillium provides regular exclusive coverage of lobbying and lobbyists to its Trillium Insider subscribers. Imagine if a Canada Post delivery truck and a tricycle had a baby and that baby was zero emissions and made of Lego. A new micro-electric vehicle, EV, that sort of looks like that could hit Ontario's streets if a heavyweight lobbyist tapped by a Canadian billionaire's company can come through. If the origin story behind the Sarat that Frank Stronach told a few years ago is any indication, then there's a good chance it could, thanks to an apparent ally occupying the office of the Premier of Ontario. A few months before the COVID-19 pandemic, Premier Doug Ford called up Stronach, the billionaire founder of Magna International, the Aurora, Ont, headquartered auto parts maker, asking him how to generate auto sector jobs, according to a Newmarket Today article in 2021. When the Premier called me, I went back to the workbench and started to do a few sketches and started to make a prototype, just as I have done for the last 50 or 60 years, Stronach said, according to the May 9, 2021 article. The solution the billionaire reportedly relayed to Ford was to focus on building EVs domestically, and not just any EVs, but miniature ones. That same belief is behind the Sarat, LV Inc.'s safe, affordable, reliable, innovative transport vehicle that can be rode, like a bike, has removable doors, and emits nada, according to the company's website. Back in 2021, Stronach said he was working with Ontario's Ministry of Transportation, MTO, on a micro-mobility handbook to improve road safety for smaller vehicles and to reduce emissions. The fact is, micro-mobility will be a must. Our cities are choked up in traffic and greenhouse gases, Stronach said. Look, if you live around the 401 and go into the city, why do you have to have a big car? The Premier is a known hater of exhaust fumes. Now, LV Inc. has turned its attention to getting a green light for the Sarat. This past week, as the Investigative Journalism Foundation first reported, former Progressive Conservative Cabinet Minister Frank Cleese registered to lobby the provincial government on the company's behalf. Cleese was a PCMPP from 1995 to 2014 and Ontario's Minister of Transportation for 8 months in 2003. He's since become a force in the provincial lobbying scene. For LV, Cleese's goal is to brief the MTO on the specifications of the Sarat, a micromobility vehicle developed by the client, LV Inc. and to engage in discussions with MTO on the regulations related to urban mobility vehicles being considered by MTO. The filing he made on Ontario's Lobbyists Registry this week says. The Cleese-Stronach team-up also marks a reunion for the pair. Cleese filings on Ontario's Lobbyists Registry show the first provincial client he registered to lobby for was the Stronach Group, which manages and develops real estate. The Stronach Group had hired Cleese in the mid-2010s to help it try to get land it owned removed from the Greenbelt. The long inactive 2016 filing on Ontario's Lobbyists Registry shows. Are you a lobbyist with a newsworthy client? Send tips to Jessica at thetrillium.ca. Consultants. Samuel Duncan of Wellington Advocacy for Progressive Contractors Association of Canada. Caitlin Harrison of Summa Strategies Canada Inc. for Convenience Industry Council of Canada. Patrick Harris of Rubicon Strategy Inc. For Watco Companies LLC. Patrick Harris of Rubicon Strategy Inc. For Dell Products LP. Caroline Pinto of Council Public Affairs Inc. For Ontario Home Builders Association. Giancarlo Drennan of Sussex Strategy Group for 407 ETR Concession Company Limited. Ellen Gouchman of OnPoint Strategy Group for Regional Municipality of York. Fraser MacDonald of Strategy Corp Inc. for Town of Collingwood. Max Laskin of Goodmans LLP for Majid Tavakoli Holdings Limited. Claudia Gallant of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Little Warriors. Cassandra Duncan of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Little Warriors. Kelly Mitchell of KW Mitchell Consulting Services Inc. for the BMI Group. Michaela Johnson of Jenny Byrne and Associates for Little Warriors. Al McDermott of Pathway Group for Petro Petroplastics Corporation Limited, Jerry Cowrie of Pathway Group for Petroplastics Corporation Ltd., Matthew Olson of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Built Services Inc., Claudia Gallant of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Built Services Inc., Michaela Johnson of Jenny Byrne and Associates for Built Services Inc., Regan Watts of Fratton Park Inc. for Gartner Inc., Emily Bowes of 360 Public Affairs for Lung Cancer Canada, Frank Cleese of Cleese and Associates Limited for LV Inc., Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for Pioneer Lithium, Michael Ross of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Umicore Rechargeable Battery Materials Canada Inc., Devon Somerville of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Ontario Home Builders Association, Johanna Chevalier of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Ontario Home Builders Association, Davin Scheinling of Jenny Byrne Plus Associates for Built Services Inc., Lee Greenberg of Policy Concepts Inc. for Caledon Community Collaborative Inc., Kim Wright of Wright Strategies for Glenday, Tasha Michaud of McMillan Vantage for Marshall Zair Group Inc., Andrew House of Faskin Martineau Dumoulin LLP for the Canadian American Business Council Inc., Ishwari Sawant of Crestview Strategy for Canadian Medical Association, Carlo Oliviero of Edelman Global Advisory for WestJet Airlines Limited, John O'Leary of Crestview Strategy for SMART, the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail and Transportation Workers, Regan Watts of Fratton Park Inc. for Convertis Group, Liam Thompson of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Miziwa Beek Development Corporation, Dania Verrett of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Miziwa Beek Development Corporation, Christopher Loretto of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Miziwa Beek Development Corporation, Alex Armanius of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Miziwa Beek Development Corporation, Kenzie McKeegan of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Jared Burke of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Alexandra Spence of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Christopher Froggett of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Chris Barnier of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Dan Mater of Loyalist Public Affairs for Restaurants Canada, Aaron Shiwi of the Capitol Hill Group for VMware Canada Inc., Aaron Shiwi of the Capitol Hill Group for Rubrik Inc., Aaron Shiwi of the Capitol Hill Group for Hitachi Ventara, Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for CareerFind, Stefano Hollins of Crestview Strategy for Capital Sports Development Inc., Andres Martinez of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Lansdowne Children's Center Foundation, Donald Gracie of CG Management and Communications Inc. for Association of Architectural Technologists of Ontario, Otto Phil Trin of Maple Leaf Strategies Inc. for FP Innovations, Rick Roth of Global Public Affairs for Cement Association of Canada, Stefani Vukmanovich of Rubicon Strategy Inc. for Cadillac Fairview, Christine Simonson of Rubicon Strategy Inc. for Bruce Power Inc., Sabrina Daniele of Temple Scott Associates Inc. for Scleroderma Society of Ontario, Mark Rudolph of Just Environment for Three Fires Group, Carolyn Kim of Grosso McCarthy Inc. for St. Elizabeth Community Enterprise, operating as SE Health, Jake Enright of Syntax Strategic Inc. for Canadian Energy Marketers Association, Christopher Mortos of OnPoint Strategy Group for CityView Specialty Vehicles, Robert Laforte of First Lake Solutions for Canadian Career Development Foundation, Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for BWXT Canada Limited, Jonathan Scott of Jonathan Scott Consulting Inc. for the Eldon Management Company, Al McDermott of Pathway Group for Ontario Paramedic Association, Samuel Duncan of Wellington Advocacy for Dialogue Health Technologies Inc., Peter Van Loan of Aird and Burless for Argo TFP, Daniela Cavatasi of Keeley and Associates Inc. for Border City Athletic Club, Mark Keeley of Keeley and Associates Inc. for Border City Athletic Club, Kelly Baker of Strategy Corp. Inc. for McKesson Canada, Gary Keller of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Vivid Seats, Brian Teefee of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Vivid Seats, Noah Nisnik of Public Affairs Advisors for Electronic Transactions Association, David Angus of the Capitol Hill Group Inc. for Celgene, Caroline Pinto of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Impact Auto Auctions Limited, Scott Munich of Temple Scott Associates for Scleroderma Society of Ontario, Saad Beg of Strategy Corp. Inc. for Woodbine Entertainment Group, Patrick Harris of Rubicon Strategy Inc. for Canadian Niagara Hotels Inc., Phil Trin of Maple Leaf Strategies Inc. for Canada Goose Inc., Caroline Pinto of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Toyota Canada Inc., Philip Dewan of Council Public Affairs Inc. for Toyota Canada Inc., David Angus of the Capitol Hill Group Inc. for RICOM, Donald Gracie of CG Management and Communications Inc. for Purley Health Community of Care, formerly Purley and Rideau Veterans Health Center, Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for Enwave Energy Corporation, Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for Green First Forest Products Inc., Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for Algonquin Power and Utilities Corp., Chris Benedetti of Sussex Strategy Group for ITC Holdings Corp. In-house lobbyists Marnie Lofsky of Ontario Society of Occupational Therapists, David Weinstein of Canadian Standards Association, Anita Gaffney of Stratford Festival of Canada, Sharon Portelli of Association of Registered Interior Designers of Ontario, ARIDO, Michelle Johnston of the Society of United Professionals, Wendy Noss of Motion Picture Association, Canada, Leo Groark of Trent University, Jennifer Stewart of Canadian Energy Marketers Association, formerly Canadian Independent Petroleum Marketers ASIC, Donald Moore of Canadian Transportation Equipment Association, Edward McDonnell of Greenbelt Foundation, Elizabeth Hall of Ontario Bar Association, Dennis Darby of Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters, Jessica Buckley of Ontario Lung Association, Todd Borgen of Motor Vehicle Retailers of Ontario, Ian Dunn of Ontario Forest Industries Association, home of CLA Grading and Inspection, Kristen Straub of Ring of Fire Metals Tie Limited, Suzanne Goldberg of ChargePoint Canada Inc., Jordan Robbins of First Capital Realty Inc., Colin Anderson of Association of Major Power Consumers in Ontario, Tobias Lutke of Shopify Inc., Trevor Heck of Syngenta Canada Inc., Eric Martel of Bombardier Inc., Jean-Marc Leclerc of Honda Canada Inc., with files from Jessica Smith-Cross.